Blog Talk Radio.
To the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America a Party book. Today is Saturday. Time is 7:34. It is the 9th of November. And on Monday is Veterans Day. And that's when all of the veterans in America go out and they hunt down all the draft dodgers from Vietnam and beat them up. Yeah, and they start in the White House. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in real trouble. You don't know how much trouble we're in. You have no idea. You have no idea how many freedoms you've lost. You have no idea. Who made up the rule that caps is shouting? Who made up the rule? No prayers, just a moment of silence. You know what a moment of silence is? That's so that they can put the muzzle on you. You've lost all your freedoms. You have no freedoms. You're now a serf of the state. You're working three jobs. You're carrying three families. One that you know about and the other two that are waiting outside the door to see if you go to work today. You're in trouble. And you got a president that just stabbed Israel in the back. And, you know, it's funny that I happened to say in my show yesterday that I'm very disappointed with American people of Jewish descent because they don't seem to care about Israel. It's only a handful. And I just, that feeling came over me, you know, every time I just heard somebody comment, you know, Israel doesn't count. It's the Jewish people in the United States. I know there are exceptions to the rule. That's why Aaron Klein broadcasts from Tel Aviv, because it's safer over there. But it's really sad. And last night I turned on Savage, who has turned me off, but he said the same thing. And evangelicals are more pro-Israel than the Jewish people are in the United States. I'm sorry, I got to say it. It's the truth. I cannot tell a lie. I was raised as a parochial Boy Scout. So I turned on my TV today, and Fox is doing commercials. ABC on the radio has destroyed any kind of Sunday listenership. All they have is vitamin shows. That's it. Bob Grant is gone, and nobody has taken his place. It's hard to find a conservative in New York. That's why we have a communist mayor. Oh, he's not a communist, no? What is he? You don't know that for a fact, no? What do you know that I don't know? Yeah, unbelievable. You're going to find out. The crime rate is already up 20%, and he's not even sworn in yet. So I turn on my TV, and I'm jumping around the channels. I watch a little Al Jazeera. And I have to say, Al Jazeera is so far has not turned me off. And it was good news yesterday to find out that CNN has thrown the towel in on news, because they were lying about it anyway. And MSNBC is next. Marine killing NBC is next. Chris Matthews is going to be brought up on sedition charges. Yeah. And is that other guy on there? What's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name now. The guy that called us Lauren. Not Lauren. Oh, God. My mind is going. Oh, that's it. That goes. I can't do that. A bomb is not supposed to go off yet. Oh, somebody will call me in right now. The SWAT teams will be at the door. You see that a woman called the cops on her son and the cops shot him? Yeah, a little trigger happy there, boys. Well, apparently he had a gun. If he has a gun, man, you know, no cop doesn't want to miss dinner tonight. And I don't blame him. You see, you can't walk in another Indian's moccasins. You just can't do it. So I turned on the military channel, and what to my beady eyes did a float. It was dated. They were doing a rerun. It was dated November the 5th at Hill Air Force Base. The assistant in Utah, the assistant defense secretary, I entitled this story, Destroys Morale. You know, it's one thing to have cuts. It's another thing to rub it in. I couldn't believe it. He reminded me of the swearing in New York of American citizens of color that come from the Latin American countries, the African countries, the Asian countries. They all come, and one day they wave the little flag, and they're all getting sworn in as American citizens, and the government representative stands up and tells them that the white man hates them. And he tells them, if you're discriminated against, I'm the white man, you call me. If you're denied housing, you call me. If you're denied a job, you call me. So here's these people. They stop waving the flag. They go out, they're depressed, and they go out into the a white man's world, and they already hate the white man. And some poor white guy is standing out there, he doesn't know why he just got smacked with a flag. Yeah, that's how it happens, man. Divide and conquer. The communists always win. Never forget this. When the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. Remember that, and watch how they operate. So after that swearing-in ceremony, off they went into the land of A Pluribus Unum. But that guy's speech was just another lie, another Obama lie. So fast forward to Hill Air Force Base in Utah, where a crowd of military and civilian personnel are standing at attention. They're being addressed by Hagel's assistant secretary. Does he say the relaxing words at ease? No. He wants them all at attention. Instead, he tells the crowd that sequestration is mandatory and they all have to do with less. And the rest of the speech was made up of depressing apologies. The civilian contractors are great, but some of you have to go. You commissary moms putting back 2 packs of Jell-O on the shelf this payday, you now have to put back 4 packs of Jell-O. What a depressing speech. Nothing uplifting with hope for tomorrow. I heard, I wish I could say more, but my time is up. I have to jump into the limo and catch a plane back to the Graft House for tonight's cocktail party and rock concert with Lady Gaga as she does her dance impersonation of Washington at Valley Forge. I finally realized why he made them all stand at attention. It was to prevent them from charging the podium. And the speech ended with a 2-hands clap. What he should have said is we are cutting down the size of our military and replacing any combat officer with a wuss. The president has already relieved the 200 officers of their duties. Their names were taken from a list that Valerie Jarrett got from Comrade Putin. I felt so sorry for these troops. Can you imagine what they really think as they look at the American flag that 48 senators voted to burn? Do you think Patton would give a speech like that? So let's tally up the Obama battle score. His party of death has lost the entire Middle East. It's gone, folks. It's history. It's going to be nothing but nukes and chaos. John Kerry takes his orders from his Soviet counterpart. The nuke race is on. Saudi Arabia is buying nukes from Pakistan. Pakistan has 100 nukes. And does not trust the USA. I'm talking about Saudi Arabia not trusting them. The Pakis hate the USA. Israel does not trust the USA. And can you blame them? Every former ally does not trust the USA. Japan will be forced to go nuclear as China becomes more of a bully. Obama has hidden the killed in action count in Afghanistan. He classifies dead Americans as NATO troops, nationalities to be announced later, but they're never announced. The communist press hides the bodies. He is up to 2,500, and every jihadi in the Muslim world is booking flights to come into Pakistan and Afghanistan for the giant Clinton Mogadishu runout. If Obama can leave 4 to die in Benghazi, he can leave a whole country to die. To the team at Hill Air Force Base, the real reason you are frozen in pay is because fat pigs in D.C. are lining their pockets and buying boats and inside trade stock in Iranian banks. Words mean little when apologists lie. Thank you for your service, and thanks to your spouses and children who are the main reason you serve, because you know something we all don't know. Secretary Hagel does not need an assistant. That's one paycheck that could go to the 50 caliber machine gun round room. Stay safe. Help is on the way. And in the words of World War two Christians, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we will all stay free. So this is the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. Stand by. We will give you a tune. Let me see if I can find you a real good tune. We played a dirty boogie already. Here's one. Here's a guy who lost his girlfriend. Oh, let me play you the second runner-up for the national anthem, being that that communist said that the Star Spangled Banner is a war song. No, it's not a war song, my friend. It's a anti-slavery song. And in order not to be a slave, you have to fight a war.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed his fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. By the dim and flaring lamp, his face marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Figures you and me, as he died to make men whole, let us live to make men free, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Some headline stories. Wasn't that good to hear that? Well, hallelujah, huh? Hallelujah. This is from The Last Resistance. It's a Tea Party a newspaper. And the first headline story is UC Berkeley SG bans the term student government, that must be. Bans the term illegal immigrant. Yeah, I don't think we should use that. We should just call them invaders. Defense Secretary Hagel are more concerned about gay rights than national security. He can't even spell national security. And I just told you about his assistant, the most depressing guy I ever heard give a speech. Al Sharpton found the next Trayvon, Renisha McBride. You know what Al Sharpton should do? He should get up one morning early and go down to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and read the Gettysburg Address over the bodies of 600,000 Americans who died to free the slaves. Yeah. Obama wants to win the war on women. Well, listen, he can do that easy. All he's got to do is abuse them, which is a Democratic strategy. Lie about them. Call them sluts. Yeah. Laura Ingram was that lady's name, that communist on NBC. His name is Ed Schultz, I think. He called her a slut. How's that? Called Laura Ingram a slut. You know what? I wonder what he calls his mother. Yeah. Dad learns the hard way. Don't involve police in your parenting. I think that's the one where he called the cops because his son stole his car and they shot him. And he died. Got to be careful, man. End this game in unpleasant realities. We'll pass on that. Obama's blame apology. We know he's a liar. We don't need to know anything else. If you lie once, you lie all the time. Dan Savage, abortion should be mandatory for about 30 years. And there's a guy who would do good in Hitler's Third Reich. He would have a nice black uniform and shiny boots. Man forgets to use his blinker and receives an anal cavity search. What were they looking for? A taillight bulb. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up. We're all crazy. Yeah, and we're going to see a psychiatrist. I don't believe in psychiatrists. I'm not paying a $500 to lay on a couch and tell my troubles to a crazy man. Yeah, I will go to a Catholic church. I'll pay $5 and say 5 Hail Marys, and all my sins will be forgiven. Until next Friday. Yeah, hallelujah. See, the Pope is making points with all the poor and the sick. Isn't he a wonderful man? Huh? He's like Jesus. Oh, and how they hate Jesus. It's unbelievable. But I got to tell you, this is a very religious country. Absolutely religious. I have never heard, I was in a motel the other night, I never heard so many people praying. It was Friday night. Everybody in every room was praying. That's all you heard was, oh my God. Hang in there. I'll give you a tune.
Oh no, we don't want to do that one. We'll do a beautiful baby.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now. Come on, child's wild, and I believe it's when you came to win in Blue River. Yeah. can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I know you made the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby.
Okay, we're back. Let's see what's going on. You heard this story about the ESPN trade. It says the Star Spangled Banner is a war song. I say it's an anti-slavery song. I mentioned that to somebody, and they said, yes, it is a war song. He says, you don't think we got to be this strong by not going to war, do you? Yeah, you don't think we got to be a number one on the way to number two? Thanks to Obama, who wants to level the playing field for communism. Yeah. So I say that the ESPN trader is a communist. He wants everybody to play the international. They play that while killing 12 million Ukrainians or 6,000 Polish officers in the Katyn Forest. Why is it we always see these movies about the evil of Germany but not the evil of Russia? How come we don't see the story of what happened to the Romanov family and how they were all put in a cellar and shot and bayoneted? Huh? Little helpless women. Yeah. Where's the women's movement to stop the rape of 2 million German women by the Russians? Oh, that never happened. That's a no. No, it's only the Germans that are bad. Germans are bad. Yeah. You ever see pictures of what went on in the gulags in the Siberia? There's one that haunts me. It's a guy on the floor, and his mouth has been forced open, and a guy is driving a stake into his mouth, a wooden stake. Can you imagine how cheap life was in those gulags? The number two choice, I just played you the number two choice after the Star Spangled Banner, was the Battle Hymn of the Republic. But that has our Savior Jesus Christ in it. So communists hate Christ. The only other one I can think of is a farmer's song about the love of a land full of cotton. Dixie. Do you know Dixie was written by an Irishman in a New York hotel? The Battle Hymn of the Republic was a war hymn sung by white men who died to free black slaves. And we never got reparations. Then there is The Faded Coat of Blue. My brave land sleeps in his faded coat of blue. If I find that, I'll play that for you. In a lonely grave, unknown beats a heart that once was true. Yeah. Today in Afghanistan, American troops of many colors are dying to keep us safe while we complain about secondhand smoke. And getting rid of the word illegal immigrant. I agree. Call them invaders. That's what they are. They invaded the nation. Now, do I have compassion? You want to play the heartstring card on me? I do. I have more compassion than you do because you're only using it so that you can kill them later on. So having said that, I think I will search for some good news. Let's see if we can find anything. Oh, no. Okay, we'll have to give you a tune. Oh, Pat Tillman. Did you ever see people get upset about the cover-up of Pat Tillman? I did this a long time ago. Let me see what I say about it.
So the big news today is that Pat Tillman was shot by his own friendly fire. And now the left wants it declared a homicide. But 911 was just a coincidence. 911 was just a fender bender. But when a GI gets killed by friendly fire, the Communist Party of North America wants it to be called a homicide. Well, here's my reply to the homicide charges. Soon we will all be Tillmans, not to worry. Everybody is going to get a chance to take a bullet for their country. The Arab world is small change. Wait till you see who arrays against us. Those who pretend to be divided will unite for the kill. Then we will have to defend your country or die. Never can happen has already happened, and war rooms over all the world are planning to destroy the American weakling. And that's how they see us, thanks to slime balls like you. I hope the Iranian student who ran over the 9 draft dodges gets transferred to Yale with a bigger truck. A country who betrays the military will have no military. Let's see you negotiate peace at the cockpit door on your knees with 2 minutes to go with a guy who says, shh, it's okay. You better strike back for your country and you better support your country or you're not going to have a country. And who's going to take you in, loser?
Okay, so the story about Pat Tillman was he was making $11 million, I believe. Don't hold me to the pennies. $11 million a year as a football player. He saw 3,000 people crushed and immolated on 9-1-1. He's seen helpless people hanging out windows who knew they were going to die and they were trying to get free up a busy signal to say goodbye to their families. He saw all that and he said, I cannot take $11 million to play football while my fellow Americans are being slaughtered by bad Muslims. So he joined up and he went to Afghanistan. And in a firefight, he was killed. Oh, listen to this. As soon as it was announced that he had walked away from an $11 million contract, the blog sites went red. They went red. They called him a jerk, a fool, putting his life on the line for this lousy country that I'm being protected in. Yeah. And they called him walking away from $11 million. Only a fool would do that. Couldn't be the man. The man had a great love for his country. Couldn't be that, right? Because you don't understand love. And you don't understand country. And you don't understand religion. Because you have no God. You need to go to South Carolina and be healed. So Pat went over to Afghanistan, and he got caught in a firefight. Now, if you ever see the hills and mountains in Afghanistan, it doesn't take much to make a mistake. Sometimes the enemy is shooting down on you and you can't see them. But anyway, so he died. He gave his life for his country. And the commanding general who signed off on his death was General McChrystal. And General McChrystal looked out for his men. So he wasn't looking to do a cover-up. He was looking to bring peace and honor to Pat Tillman's family. So he said he was killed in action. He bravely fought and died for his country, which he did. And as soon as it was learned that it was a cover-up, of course, that was one of the strikes against the General McChrystal. The other strike against General McChrystal was he was battle-hardened and knew how to fight the Afghanis. So Obama said, we got to get rid of him because we want the Afghanis to win. And not only am I getting rid of him, I'm getting rid of another 199. And those guys in Benghazi, let them die. Let them die, and anybody that tries to come to their rescue will be fired. So he fired the general that was in charge that night, relieved him on the spot. Said, sir, I got a rescue team going. And we're all ready to go, and we'll be there in an hour. And the president said, put the second-in-command on the phone. Second-in-command, relieve that general of his job, and you stand down. And then an admiral said, sir, we're moving the fleet closer to Libya. And Obama said, stand down, and you put in your papers, you retiring. So that's two he got, and then he got another 198. and pretty soon you won't have a military left. And based on that speech that that ass gave, and you know what? He didn't even have anything written. He was doing it off the cuff. He was just taking it out of the air and spitting it out. I'm sorry that you're going to be poor. I'm sorry that you're not going to have enough money. You're good people. You know, you deserve more. I'm sorry. I got to go now. It's a cocktail party I'm going to attend tonight in my honor. Yeah. I saw the looks on the faces of all those military guys that were there and the civilians, and they all had a look like, what the F is happening to our country? So, McChrystal made Tillman a hero, and Tillman was a hero, whether he died by friendly fire or he died fighting Al-Qaeda. He was fighting Al-Qaeda. It was said that it was an American bullet that took him down. But he is a hero. And how many guys, raise your hand, would walk away from $11 million to fight for this country? How many? Let me see the raise. You ever see the movie with Robert Redford where he goes after another man's woman and he offers the husband $1 million just to have one night with her? You know how many people I heard arguing that, and they said, and most of them agreed the $1 million was more important. Yeah, well, there's a story about that. Do you want to hear the story? This guy had a very beautiful wife. He lived in an apartment complex. And his next-door neighbor was an old, ugly, decrepit guy. And one day the old, ugly, decrepit guy came over and said, look, I'll give you $1 million if you let me have some time with your wife. And the guy beat him up mercilessly. And 2 weeks later, the guy lost his job. And he said to his wife, you know, honey, the guy next door offered $1 million. Boy, we could sure use it now. His wife says, okay, do what you got to do. So he knocked on the old guy's door, and he goes, okay, we're going to do the deal. Oh, the old guy was happy. He was clicking his heels. He was jumping up and down. He was so excited. So he comes over, and guy's wife is standing there, and he's dancing around her. He's dancing around, and his eyes are gleeful, and he's moving his fingers on his hands rapidly, and finally he touches her. Then he touches her some more, and then he sticks his face in her bosoms, and he does the motorboat. And the husband goes, will you get it over with? And the guy goes, oh, if I only had $1 million. I'll give you a tune. Do you like
so
that
the big
one?
News today
good.
Is that Pat Tillman.
Oh, no, we're not doing that again. Come on.
Was shot.
Oh, here's
own,
a, here's a traitor song.
Friendly fire. And.
Come on, you young rebels. And list while I sing. For the love of one's country is a terrible thing. It banishes fear with the speed of a flame, and it makes us all part of the patriot game. My name is O'Hanlon, and I'm just gone 16. My home is in Monaghan, where I was weaned. I've learned all my life cruel England to blame, and so I'm a patriot game. nearly 2 years since I wandered away. With a local battalion of the bold IRA, I'd read of our heroes, and I wanted the same to play off my part in the patriot game. This island of ours has for long been half free. 6 counties are under John Bull's tyranny. So I gave up my boyhood to drill and to train, to play my own part in the patriot game. My body all holds, I think of those traitors who bargained and sold. I wish that my rifle had given the same to those quislings who sold patriot game.
You know who the Quislings are. 48 flag burners in the Senate. 125 in the House. Here's a headline from Conservative Bite. Tom Cruise compares his job to fighting in Afghanistan. Is that like when Hillary and what's her daughter's name? I can't remember. So it's train station. Chelsea. Yeah. You remember when Hillary said she had taken fire and she was in Afghanistan and her and Chelsea took fire? Yeah. Everybody wants to get in the act. And Geraldo Rivera, he was in Afghanistan. He goes, look, I'm taking fire. And the camera dropped back, and it was his brother throwing rocks at him. Yeah. I never trusted his reporting on hurricanes either, because I saw one time he said he was in the middle of the hurricane and the winds were blowing at 80 miles an hour, and the camera pulled back, and you could see the shower curtain. Yeah, oh, God. So Tom Cruise forgot to take his sensitivity classes this month. Liberals seem to not get the comparisons like this are just insulting. Check it out. The just-released quotes from Tom Cruise regarding his domestic life could be far more damaging to his A-list status than that couch jumping stunt. Personally, I like Cruise. I think he used to be a Catholic, and he should go back to being a Catholic. But I like him. I like his movies. They're action-packed. He's very good. I like the last one he did with the blonde-haired girl where he was a rogue CIA agent. I thought that was a good movie. And there are worse actors and actresses in Hollywood than Tom Cruise. So I give him a conservative pass. And one conservative get-out-of-jail-free card. But here's what they're saying. The actor is suing a magazine for $50 million regarding alleged misinformation regarding his relationship with his 7-year-old daughter, Suri. What's with this? You know, a lot of people say that Obama is really a Soviet communist because he named his daughter with Russian names. You see how things get out of hand? Uh-oh, the Iranian national anthem.
Der Ball geht zum Eulen, wo mir doch geht. Wait near the Nislofen cracker jet. Billet can move from Gorsnitsa Vekisek. Mut mut did ball spieler. Es passt nicht als ein Karspiel. Weil sie sehen, zwei, drei Zeits neu bei der Baseball spielt. Mensch, Amerika, Land, wo sich lieb, steh je bei ihr, Madrid sei ihr, überall Astral und Lieb, von die Berge zu den Prärien.
Okay, we're back. So he was suing for $50 million. And information from his deposition in the case won't go over well with potential moviegoers. Turns out Cruz once spent more than 100 days without seeing his daughter, but he says his arduous film schedule and training regimen are to blame. Tom says his location shoots are like serving a tour in Afghanistan. That's what it feels like. And certainly on his last movie, it was brutal. It was brutal. What? No Grey Poupon mustard for the hot dog? So here's what some of the people, there's 49 comments. I'll read some of them to you. Wimpy little fool. If it weren't for his money, no woman would even look at him. His religious beliefs would send me running as fast as I can. Yikes. I quit going to his shows a long time ago. Now I remember why. I got to tell you, if you want to go after anti-American guys, you can really... How about Bruce Springsteen? Born in the USA. You ever hear that tune? I always thought everybody was getting real patriotic. They're singing Born in the USA because that's the only line they know. They should listen to the rest of the song. I was sent to Vietnam to kill the yellow men. Yeah? What about the yellow men in South Vietnam? Were we there to protect them? Huh? What about the nuns and priests in South Vietnam? Were we there to protect them? What about the Hmong people in South Vietnam? Were we there to protect them?
Well, you know, you people believe in the domino theory, and there's no such thing. No such thing? Tell that to Poland. Tell that to Czechoslovakia. And tell that to Yugoslavia. And tell that to Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. Yeah, tell that to East Germany. Yeah, tell that to Cambodia that's missing a whole city. Dominoes. There was the domino theory. Yes, yes. Yes, and another thing. Eisenhower had two letters. Eisenhower said, beware the industrial, the military-industrial complex. Yes, Eisenhower was right. Yes, and he had two letters in his jacket, in his Eisenhower jacket on D-Day. One if he won and one if he lost. If he didn't make the beach and Rommel had gotten there and those guys would all have been thrown back into the sea, he had a letter for that, a CYA letter. But you know what? George Patton had no such letter. All Georgie had was a map of Berlin and a Krautfinder. And I was just watching the military channel today, and what a beating we got at the Kasserine Pass in Tunisia. Oh, the Germans mopped the floor with us. And what was said about it 2 weeks before, the Germans, we ran the same offensive tactic against the Germans, and they clobbered the hell out of us. And 2 weeks later, we did it again. We didn't learn. And I'll tell you another story. I think it's Anzio.
Patton slapped a guy in a hospital, and the New York Times worked up mass hysteria back here that he was an anti-Semite. And Eisenhower had to relieve him due to political pressure. So he was taken off the assignment for the invasion of Anzio. And the American general was partnering with a British general. And on the invasion of Anzio, they caught the Germans by total surprise. And they clobbered the hell out of the Germans, and the Germans ran into the woods. So the Brit decided it was tea time, and they decided to have lunch, and they would spend the night on the beach. And the next morning, the Germans came back and killed them. You know what Patton's rule of warfare is? Attack, attack, attack. You think if that British general had said, let's stop for tea, Patton would have said, yeah, you could stay for tea. We're going for cognac. Yeah, unbelievable, man. So that's political correctness. Back then was killing people. What else does somebody here say? Tom saw a lot of rounds coming at him, I'm sure. Yeah. At the bar, he was taking a lot of rounds. Yeah, a complete idiot. He should enlist in the service and go to the front line. And still, if he thinks his job in Hollywood is so important, the idiot fits in with most of the pictures of people of Hollywood. Maybe a bullet going by his head would change his outlook of life. Sign up for country, not the life of Hollywood, Tom. Do something for your country. Yeah, or they're the worst, Hollywood. They are the worst. You know, it's really, you ever been in a group of people and you think they all think like you, and then you make a statement that's kind of conservative, and then you find out that you're outnumbered, and it blows your mind. You can't believe these people really think like this. And they're saying the same thing about you. But the only difference is we're right. That's why we're on the right side. And you know, in heaven, Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, not the left hand. I'm going to give you a tune. And when I come back, we'll... one guy says about Cruz. When he has to face live gunfire every day for as long as any of the troops in Afghanistan are in Afghanistan and is in danger of being killed or maimed every day by evil people, determined to kill as many Americans as possible while shooting his movies, then I might maybe agree with his asinine claim. Until then, he's an idiot royal in my lexicon. I got to say that Cruz did a wonderful portrayal of in the movie Valkyrie, where he played a German officer who tried to kill Hitler. I'm trying to remember the name of the officer. Klaus von something. And how he gave his life for Germany, for the real Germany, and not the one that was run by this madman. But you know what? I'm sure that there is a Russian version of that too, where somebody tried to kill Stalin, who was very evil. Anybody that can murder 12 million Ukrainians by starving them to death, forcing them to eat their own children, is a beast, is an absolute beast. So, having said that, I'm going to give you Pony Time.
It's Pony Time! Get up!
Consensus of opinion in 49 blogs is nobody likes Tom Cruise. But Tom Cruise isn't the worst of them. No, guys like Sean Penn are the worst. Those are dead. And what's his name? The guy that's always in Cuba. The guy that had his picture taken. Glover. He's another one. These are diehard communists. They have no love for this country, but they take the box office money. And it's really sad. And, of course, we Americans, we pay them. We pay them to betray us. So having said that, I just want to give a shout-out to guys that are dealing with depression coming out of the military. Never forget that the churches are open to you, and it's a lot cheaper to talk to God than it is to talk to anybody else. Take the treatment they give you, but build a special relationship with God. He's a one-on-one guy, and that's what you really need. And you'll feel good. You'll be surrounded by good. So good luck to you. And on this Veterans Day, I'm going to play a tune for all the GIs that are hurting, that have been hurt, and the future ones that will be hurt, especially on the run out in Afghanistan, because this president is going to go to bed early that night.
I cannot close my eyes, and the night goes on. Troubles taunt on every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who comes near, come and shelter. Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my relief. And shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
Oh, sorry about that. I'm sorry about that. Okay. I didn't mean to cut it short. What happens is on the computer, it gets dark, and when you tap it to lighten it up, it goes back to the original point of where you were. Okay, we'll give you another little tune. This one is for the girls that are hunting guys.
To my loved ones, sing out loud.
Katrina Valente, German girl, sings in many languages. She's very good, isn't she? Got a nice voice range. She's been around a long time. Two military chaplains. This is from WorldNet Daily. Two military chaplains are suing Eric Shinseki, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs, or the VA, for allegedly being harassed and drummed out of a training and placement program because of their Christian faith. Chaplains Major Stephen Furtko, U.S. Army retired, and Lieutenant Commander Dan Klender, U.S. Navy, claimed they were mocked, scolded, and threatened for their faith while enrolled in the San Diego VA DOD Clinical Pastoral Education Center program, which trains and distributes chaplains to military and VA medical centers in the San Diego area. According to their lawsuit, Flertko and Kenda alleged the center's supervisor, Miss Nancy Deitch, a VA employee, derided them in classrooms and even had one of them dismissed for failing to renounce his Christian beliefs. You're losing your country, you're going communist, and you don't even know what you're going to be. Are you going to be the last one to know? For example, on September the 24th, 2012, I'm saying that's a familiar day. What day is that? It's my anniversary. The lawsuit claims during a classroom discussion, Deitch asked Furtko what he believed faith was. Furtko responded by quoting Hebrews 11:1, "Faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Deitch told Furtko one of the first of several such instances, according to the lawsuit, that he was not to quote the Bible in the chaplaincy program classroom. On another incident in October, Deitch allegedly shouted at Furtko for quoting scripture again, banging her fist on the table and stating it made her feel like she had been pounded over the head with a sledgehammer. Now, why is this woman in charge of religion? The lawsuit, she's a commissar. The lawsuit also claims Deitch told her students that the VA in general, and she in particular, do not allow chaplains to pray in Jesus' name in public ceremonies. You know, the moment of silence, that's to shut you up. That's what a moment of silence is. And you don't even know it. You never caught it. Because when the communists lose, they win, and when they win, they win. The lawsuit also claims Deitch told us not to pray in Jesus' name. Deitch is also accused of allowing other students to deride Furtko and Klender, mocking them in front of the class and telling Furtko if he held to his beliefs such things as evolution, salvation, and homosexuality, he did not belong in this program. Oh, it's the state religion, comrade. Eventually, the lawsuit states that she threatened to dismiss Furtko for refusing to recant his Christian doctrine and ordered he serve a six-week probation. The lawsuit claims Chaplain Klender's superior even encouraged him to challenge Deitch for her bias against evangelicals. Klender later left the program voluntarily, citing Deitch's alleged abuse. Furtko, however, according to the lawsuit, was ejected from the program through a letter signed by Deitch, which stated his probation period was not yielding the communist results desired. In July, Furtko, Klender, and their sponsoring organization, the Conservative Baptist Association of America, filed formal complaint against Deitch and the VA. Now the lawsuit, filed with the help of Military Veterans Advocacy, explains that Furtko and Klender have exhausted all administrative options and that the harassment the chaplains endured violates the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the Administrative Procedures Act and the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, how they want to destroy that Constitution. They want to rewrite it. And they rewrote the Bible. Yeah, if you're a communist, you've got the Three Commandments. No American choosing to serve in the armed forces should be openly ridiculed for his Christian faith. And that is most obviously true for chaplains participating in the chaplain training program, said Commander J.B. Wells, U.S. Navy retired. You know, so these guys are retired, right? Because they don't want their pensions being taken away. And that's the big gun against the military's head today, their paycheck. It's the same gun that's against cops' heads and firemen's heads, their paycheck. So the muzzle goes on, and the paycheck is the weapon of execution. Executive Director of Military Veterans Advocacy, not only the treatment these men received inappropriate, it was a violation of federal law and the freedom that is guaranteed by the First Amendment. So, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Every day we lose another piece of freedom. Stand by. We're going to play Auld Lang Syne with the U.S. Marine Corps. Next tune we will play, why is it that Hollywood always makes fun of the South? Why is it that these smart-ass comedians who tread on all edges of the envelope, why is it they always make fun of Southerners? Is there a reason for that? Is that part of the communist divide-and-conquer plan? Well, you've been bad, and you have to be punished. Marine Corps, play Dixie.